First would be if your desire was to have a quiet zone that's qualified or reviewable. And that makes a difference in the final cost and what safety measures can be implemented. That leads into the next question. Are there any safety measures or alternative measures at any of the crossings that are unacceptable or that you'd really like to see at that crossing? And then those would be put into that quiet zone calculation. And thirdly, a budget for the quiet zone establishment. So those are kind of policy questions that would be necessary if the desire is to proceed with a quiet zone.